This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Benasca. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's the holidays, and hopefully everybody is doing better than I am at their holiday shopping, because I'm pretty much delinquent when it comes to that. But we, starting tonight, we kick off a whole host of shows that sort of run us right up to the week of Christmas. Tonight we have Kathy Mattea performing Songs and the Season. And of course, Kathy Mattea is, you know, Grammy Award winning country music voice. And she has a lot of beloved holiday and Christmas music that she performs. She actually won a Grammy for her last Christmas album. And so I think, you know, this one will be a nice, if you like country, this will, and you like Kathy, this will be a wonderful Christmas show.
Is it all holiday music, or is she doing some of her hits? Do you know?
You know, I'm actually not certain, but I do know that the way she describes it is it's both, that it kind of connects to the spiritual and the sort of classic family tradition that Christmas inspires in everyone. So I'm not certain whether she'll perform some of her non-holiday classics, but hopefully. Maybe she will. We could always ask her.
King Singers are approaching as well.
Yes, the King Singers. I just saw a quote about them calling them, saying that they have voices of spun gold, which is what a great image. A cappella, one of the sort of purest musical forms, I think, you know, just voices singing these songs. And actually, Christmas carols and holiday songs lend themselves beautifully to that kind of music. And so the King Singers are probably the best of the best when it comes to a cappella. And the nice thing about their concert is that it will be, you know, full of the holiday, you know, classics that you know, but being sung by these world-class vocalists. I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, the King Singers have performed for royalty. They've performed for presidents. They've performed all over the world, and now they're performing for us, which is kind of nice.
Tomorrow night.
That one is at 8 p.m. Kathy Mattea is at 7 p.m.
Kathy Mattea tonight, King Singers tomorrow night.
That's correct. Also tomorrow night, Theater Squared kicks off their second show of the season. This show, which I'm sure everybody has heard about, it's called Every Christmas Story Ever Told, parentheses, and then some. We're all very excited about it. It just looks like a really madcap, crazy romp. A couple of the actors who are in it were in the complete works of William Shakespeare a couple years back, and then another young man who everyone has seen at the university will be performing in it.
Now, big show coming up.
That's right.
Young Frankenstein.
Before we get there, though, I just realized there's one more I got to tell you about.
Okay.
Actually, on Saturday, so we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On Saturday, we have two performances by The Second City.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Out of Chicago. And we love The Second City. They come, you know, they come back here every year or so. But this year, we have The Second City's Dysfunctional Holiday Review, which, if you ever have dysfunctional holidays, you should probably go see it. So there's two performances of Second City. There's one at 6 o'clock, and then we have a late night at 9 o'clock. So if you want to avoid the crazy crowds, you know, go have dinner at 7 or so on Dixon Street, and then come down and see the show at 9.
Now we can talk about
Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
So Young Frankenstein begins next week. It begins on Tuesday the 14th and runs through the 19th. 8 performances. So there's a Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, 2 shows on Saturday, 2 shows on Sunday. And of course, you know, Young Frankenstein is based on the classic Mel Brooks film. The way I haven't seen it, but the way I've heard it described is that it's this big, glittery, glitzy, ditzy, wonderful Broadway show, and the grand tradition of Mel Brooks, which basically means there's going to be amazing costumes and really zany humor and all those tunes that everybody knows and loves, Putting on the Ritz and He Was My Boyfriend, and it's going to be great.
Mel Brooks told Kevin Kinder of the Morning News in an interview that we're going to hear tomorrow on Ozarks at Large,
wow,
he thinks Young Frankenstein is a better production, a better musical than The Producers.
Really?
He said he honestly thinks that. But he thinks that once he won all the awards for The Producers, there was no way he was going to get...
He was never going to top that.
Yeah.
Well,
he thinks it's better.
I've heard nothing but great things about this show. I've heard that in addition to the fact that it's just funny, it's also a really well-done show. Everything from the special effects to the music to the casting, you know, I haven't heard anybody ever say, it was okay. I haven't heard that. I've heard, oh yeah, this was terrific. So it's going to be fun. I think it's a little bit off kilter. So it's, you know, not exactly your traditional holiday fare, but we'll turn it into that. Well, monsters and zombies and all that are great at the Christmas season, right?
Exactly. And anything else?
Well, on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, we have a very exciting thing happening. We're going to be putting a concert on sale that we're doing in partnership with the University of Arkansas and Live Nation. Mm-hmm. And this is a new thing for Walton Arts Center and for the university to do this together. And this is a country superstar. His name is Jason Aldean. He'll be performing with Eric Church, who also actually performed at the Arts Center last year. And they'll be doing a concert in Barnhill Arena. And Walton Arts Center has been working with Live Nation and working with the university to put this together and sort of get it going. The tickets that are being sold will be sold through the Walton Arts Center box office. And it goes on to the general public at 9 a.m. on Friday. And so we're anticipating that it's going to be a pretty big deal. Jason Aldean is one of the hottest young country acts out there right now. So that's one that you might want to get your tickets early for if you're into it.
So you can buy them online beginning at 9?
That's correct. You can buy them online at waltonartscenter.org. Or you can also call 443-5600, and the box office will be open.
So you can go and talk and look at a person and
Absolutely.
Buy the ticket from them as well.
You most certainly can. So I think it's going to be a busy morning tomorrow. But I also think it's very, very exciting because it's one of the things that we've been working hard at with the Walton Arts Center is to, you know, work more closely with the university and try to help bring more concerts into those spaces, the Barnhill Arenas and the Bud Walton Arenas, to really up the level of music and concerts that we have here. And so it's pretty exciting to have gotten this first one going, especially involving a big group like Live Nation, because hopefully it will mean that we have a better relationship and we can bring more shows here.
You know, there's going to be another Springsteen tour sometime.
I hope so.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Okay.
You just keep holding out for that, and we'll do our best.
Okay. Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
You know, there's going to be another Springsteen tour sometime.
I hope so.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Okay.
You just keep holding out for that, and we'll do our best.
Okay. Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks.